side.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 47 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A Michigan jury is now deliberating the fate of Jennifer Crumbly, mother of Oxford high school shooter Ethan Crumbly. Prosecutors say Mrs. Crumbly was grossly negligent when she failed to tell Oxford high school officials that the family had guns, including one her son used at a shooting range just a few days before he opened fire at the school, killing four. A second day of severe weather pounding Southern California.
This constant push of water through the next 12 to 24 hours. And then it will start to dwindle a bit. But remember, if you get a flash flood warning, authorities are saying, do not drive, do not go on the road. We could easily see more than 9 inches in a lot of places, up into the foothills, over a foot. That's why we've got that high risk. Very rare to see 2 days in a row, huge population like this.
ABC's chief meteorologist, Ginger Z. Speaker Mike Johnson says a newly unveiled bipartisan border bill will be dead on arrival in the House. This is ABC News. Some of the world's biggest retailers are going all in on AI. Google and Walmart rolling out features during the holidays, and now Amazon is getting in on the game.
More AI in retail. Amazon announcing the new shopping experience called Rufus. Although it's still in beta for a limited number of shoppers, the idea is that consumers can ask very specific questions, like compare drip and pour-over coffee makers. And while you do get a list of links to products, you can also get easy-to-understand answers, or you can also add a follow-up question, like, which one's easier to clean?
ABC's Becky Worley reporting. A federal judge has cleared the way for a major class action lawsuit against Apple. The company is accused of monopolizing the market for iPhone apps by banning non-app store purchases. Notre Dame Cathedral is expected to open later this year, just before Christmas. Restoration of the landmark's been underway since the 2019 fire. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs. Signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. Joanne Krulatz will be in with the news in just a moment. Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 40s to near 50, partly cloudy and mild conditions for the afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog and a low of 29, and Tuesday, a high of 50 degrees, partly cloudy and mild tomorrow. The unseasonably warm weather continues with a high in the lower to middle 50s for Wednesday and Thursday. Right now in Richland Center with sunshine, it is 47 degrees.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man lost his life in a single vehicle crash Saturday night in Sauk County. The Sauk County Communications Center was advised of the crash at the intersection of County Trunk F and Warbler Court in the town of Laval around 11:25. The initial investigation shows that a pickup truck was traveling west on County Trunk F and struck a bridge. After striking the bridge, the truck rotated into a body of water, came to rest, and became partially submerged in water. The operator of the truck and sole occupant, a 56-year-old male from Ironton, died at the scene. The name is being withheld at this time, pending notification of family. This crash remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Laval Fire Department and First Responders, Reedsburg Area Ambulance Service, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. A Minnesota woman was injured Sunday in a hit and run. Officers from the Westby Police Department were dispatched to the 300 block of Beckadahl Avenue after a pedestrian was struck while walking home sometime in the early morning hours. Emily R. Helseth, 36, of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, was walking when she was struck by a UTV driven by Mitchell L. McKittrick of Viroqua. McKittrick has been taken into custody on tentative charges of hit and run with great bodily harm. Emily Helseth was taken by ambulance to Vernon Memorial Hospital and later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. She is currently in serious but stable condition. The investigation of the incident is ongoing by the Westby Police Department, Vernon County Sheriff's Department, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Wisconsin Democrats are inching closer to overturning Republican-drawn legislative maps. Wisconsin is a purple state where Republicans have held a firm grip on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins in recent years. But the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court is nearing the release of new maps that will reduce Republican power. Republicans are vowing to take their fight to the U.S. Supreme Court after the state's highest court tossed the current maps as unconstitutional. One of the Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District met with small business owners in La Crosse this weekend. Rebecca Cook, who had started her own small business in western Wisconsin, used her visit to talk about business, travel, and housing. Cook is facing Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin and Eric Wilson in the Democratic primary. The winner of August primary will face Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden, who outraised the Democratic field combined, according to fourth quarter campaign filings, with the FEC in November's general election. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommends universal blood lead testing for children living in Wisconsin. Universal testing means all children should receive a blood lead test at ages 1 and 2, as well as any child between ages 3 and 5 who has not had a previous test. Children under 6 residing in the city of Milwaukee require additional testing per local health department guidelines. Childhood lead poisoning remains a serious public health threat, despite significant progress in recent decades. Every year, thousands of children in Wisconsin are poisoned by exposure to lead in their environment. Lead, a toxic metal, can cause irreversible damage to a child's developing brain, affecting their learning, behavior, and future potential. A simple blood test can detect lead exposure early, allowing parents and healthcare providers to take crucial steps to protect a child's health. Depending on the child's blood lead level, these crucial next steps could include finding and removing lead hazards from the child's environment, providing the child a diet high in iron and calcium, connecting the child to early educational services, and scheduling follow-up blood lead testing. Lead poisoning often shows no obvious symptoms, making early detection through blood tests crucial. It can help minimize harm. Early identification of lead poisoning through the testing of young children allows for prompt action to eliminate sources of lead exposure and minimize harm. It can improve outcomes. With early action and support, children exposed to lead can achieve better developmental outcomes. Early detection and intervention are critical in protecting children from the harmful effects of lead poisoning. Parents and caregivers should talk with their child's health care provider and get a blood lead test scheduled. Get more information about pediatric lead testing and reporting and the DHS Universal Blood Lead Testing Recommendation on the Wisconsin DHS website. Gas prices have started to climb, rising 5.3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state today is 2.78. This is over 15 cents higher than a month ago, but over 41 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said prices are rising slowly right now. They expect the increase to accelerate towards the end of the month. As more states transition to summer gasoline, you can expect to see prices increase. There's some changes on your 2023 taxes that weren't there last year. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the standard deduction is higher this year.
The standard deduction for tax year 2023 increased $900 for single people. It increased $1,400 for people filing as head of household, and it increased $1,800 for married people filing jointly.
Miller also says parents will be getting a larger tax credit than last year.
The additional child tax credit increased $200 to $1,600 per qualifying child. And that impacts families who don't get the full amount of the child tax credit.
You can find out more and find free e-filing options online at irs.gov. Tax-related identity theft involves the theft and misuse of your Social Security number. It generally happens in one of two ways. Someone uses your Social Security number to get a job, and their employer reports that person's income to the Internal Revenue Service as yours, or someone uses your Social Security number to file for your tax refund. You may not even know your identity has been stolen until the IRS informs you of the unreported income or multiple tax return filings. By taking a few proactive steps to keep your personal information private, you can reduce your risk of tax-related identity theft. This tax season, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and Wisconsin Department of Revenue want to help you with these tips. Remember these tips to protect your identity this tax season. Never store your Social Security number on any device that may be vulnerable to malware or data theft. Install a mailbox lock or have your mail sent to a post office box to prevent anyone from stealing sensitive information. destroy unneeded documents containing personal information, such as your Social Security number or IRS account number, using a shredder or similar method, and sign up for federal and state identity protection personal identification numbers to add an extra layer of security to your tax filings. If you believe you may be a victim of tax-related identity theft, contact the Department of Revenue by phone or email as soon as possible. If you received a notice from the department, respond to the contact listed on the notice. If you did not receive a notice or have concerns about the validity of a notice, call 608-266-2772 or email doridtheft@wisconsin.gov. Instructions for reporting tax-related identity theft to the IRS are available on their webpage. If you confirm your identity was stolen, immediately inform your bank and creditor of your stolen identity and place a security freeze on your credit report with all three major credit reporting agencies. For more information about identity theft and additional consumer protection resources, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov. The Arena Police Department initiated a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on U.S. Highway 14 near Peck Road in Arena Township and requested assistance from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. As a result of the traffic stop, Kadeen L. Walls, 21 of Mays O'Maney, was arrested for possession of THC, possession of drug paraphernalia, and carrying a concealed weapon. In addition, Jason S. Rundle II was arrested for possession of amphetamine and LSD and possession of THC. Both parties were taken to the Iowa County Jail and booked on their charges. Walls posted bond and was later released. The Wisconsin State Patrol encourages motorists to brush up on their driving fundamentals with the February Law of the Month, Safe Merging. Merging includes changing lanes, joining traffic on another road, or entering a roadway from the curb or shoulder. State law requires drivers to stay in their lane and wait to merge until they are certain they have enough space to do so safely. Before changing lanes, check for traffic to the side and behind your vehicle by using your rear view and side mirrors. Turn and look over your shoulder to check your blind spot before merging. Scan quickly. Do not take your eyes off the road for more than an instant because traffic around you may stop suddenly as you look away. Look carefully for other road users like motorcyclists, bicycles, and pedestrians who are harder to see than cars and trucks, and use your turn signals. Signaling gives other drivers time to react to your planned move. You must use turn signals before you change lanes, turn right or left, merge into traffic, or park. It's required by state law. When merging onto another road, like an interstate or highway, drivers must yield to traffic already moving on the roadway. When using an entrance ramp, aim to enter the highway at the same speed that traffic is moving. High-speed roadways generally have an acceleration lane to give you time to build up your speed before you merge into traffic. If you have to wait for space to enter a roadway, slow down on the ramp so you have some room to speed up before you have to merge. You must yield to traffic already moving on the roadway. When traffic patterns change and lanes are closed for construction or emergencies, drivers are asked to use the zipper merge technique to reduce traffic congestion. When you see a lane close sign, continue to drive in your lane until you are prompted to merge. When you reach this point, take alternating turns with other drivers to merge into the single lane of traffic. The zipper merge is a safer way to reduce lanes. When a vehicle slows down to merge early in heavy traffic, it can slow traffic down too quickly, leading to unexpected crashes. The zipper merge allows everyone to move at the same rate, minimizing delays for all. A zipper merge is not necessary when traffic is moving at highway speeds and there are no backups. Drivers can move over sooner as long as it is safe to do so. The second of two community forums will be held tonight. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Richland County residents are invited to attend a community forum tonight at 6 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The forum will include information about the Richland School District referendums, an update on the future of Simons Recreation Complex, and a collaboration group overview. Dean Amundson is a member of the collaboration group, which is made up of a variety of community members.
Part of what we're working on is figuring out how to get the Simons, which is not part of the campus, the gym, which is part of the campus, and the lease that is still in place with the UW system to align with what the school district needs. And so all those things are, the timing probably doesn't align with any of that stuff. So we just have to keep working at it.
Plan to attend this evening's session of the community forum at 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Those in attendance will be able to submit written questions to the panel, which will be moderated by Ron Fruit. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has ended the frozen road declaration for the entire state and has enacted Class 2 road restrictions for zones 1 through 5. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. Some area townships have made that decision. The town of Henrietta has weight restrictions on all roads as of today. The town of Ithaca will begin weight restrictions on all town roads Friday, and Richland County plans to enforce weight restrictions beginning Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting Tuesday to discuss improvements on Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W in Crawford and Richland counties. This project involves resurfacing around 4 miles of Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W. Additionally, the existing 3-foot paved shoulder would be extended to 5 feet to improve the safety of the roadway. The project is currently scheduled for construction in 2029 and will remain open to traffic under flagging operations. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The meeting is scheduled for Tuesday from 5 to 6 at the Richland Town Hall. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Paul Valenti at 608-785-9063 or paul.valenti, that's V-A-L-E-N-T-I, at dot.wi.gov. Written comments can be mailed to Paul Valenti at 3550 Mormon Cooley Road, La Crosse, 54601. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will host an informational webinar about the Wisconsin Specialty Crop Block Grant Program Thursday from noon to 1. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines specialty crops as fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. Registration for the SCBG webinar is required on Zoom. Applications for the SCBG program can be submitted through 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, February 27th. To access SCBG materials and learn more, visit the DADCAP webpage. Project awards can range up to $100,000 and no match is required. For more information, contact DATCAP at DATCPDADgrants@wisconsin.gov or call 608-572-0512. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to participate in the rescheduled 38th Annual Bald Eagle Watching Day Saturday in Sauk Prairie. Bald eagle lovers can watch eagles soar above the Wisconsin River from a newly renovated overlook located in Prairie du Sac. Visitors can also enjoy live raptor shows in the River Arts Center of the Sauk Prairie High School, featuring educational birds and trainers from the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center in Milwaukee. A screening of a recently recorded rehabilitated bald eagle release with live expert Q&A session and more family-friendly activities. The event is co-sponsored by Fairy Bluff Eagle Council, the Sauk Prairie Area Chamber of Commerce, the Wisconsin DNR, and Trip Museum in Prairie du Sac. Volunteers will be available at the Overlook to help visitors spot eagles and answer questions from 8 to 4. The best time to see foraging eagles will be in the early morning from 8 to 10 as they depart their nighttime roost to feed along the river and 2 hours before dusk as they return to their roosts. When viewing eagles at these events or on your own, biologists advise onlookers not to venture too close as it will cause the eagles to fly off. Watchers are also encouraged to stay in their cars unless they are at a staffed viewing site. All Bald Eagle Watching Day's events are free and open to the public. Agrace, a nonprofit community hospice serving Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties, will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group for adults who are grieving the death of any loved one. It will meet Wednesday, February 14th from 9:30 to 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for the program if a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months. Fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. Call 608-327-7118. Agrace is also seeking local volunteers. Volunteers are needed to make companionship visits to local hospice patients. No health care experience is needed. Schedules are flexible and free training is provided. Anyone interested in volunteering should contact Agrace at 608-327-7163 or visit agrace.org/volunteer. Ahead of the Wisconsin primary on Tuesday, February 20th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds voters how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. To obtain identification to show at the polls, begin online. A list of the required documents to bring to a DMV customer service center is available at wisconsindmv.gov. If the required documents needed for an ID are not readily available, DMV has a process called the Voter ID Petition Process to obtain the necessary information. This process, available free of charge, may be used to quickly obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting while the remaining documents or verifications are obtained. Anyone with questions related to obtaining an ID that can be used to vote should call DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069. Crawford County Land Conservation District, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, and Crawford Stewardship Project will host an informative event Sunday, February 25th from 3 to 5:30 at Seneca School. Join them for an afternoon of presentations and discussion about the current situation and opportunities for local municipalities and to understand and work for communities' vision for the future. Presenters will be John Bingle, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, Phil Muller, Utica Township Supervisor, Dave Trester, Crawford County Conservationist, Lisa Dewar, Polk County Citizen Advocate and Farmer, and Dr. Steve Oberle, agroecologist and former county conservationist. A Q&A along with discussion will also be held. Refreshments will be provided. The Executive Committee of Grant County Farm Progress Days has established a scholarship fund. Each year, a $500 scholarship will be awarded to a Grant County resident who is a graduating high school senior. The student must be pursuing a course of study in a recognized 2 or 4 year school of agriculture. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee of the Grant County Board will award the scholarship based on scholastic achievement, extracurricular activities, an essay on career plans, and 2 letters of recommendation from non-family members. The scholarship is not need-based. However, if everything else is equal, need may be considered by the committee. The application deadline is March 1st of the student's senior year in high school. Application forms can be found at grant.extension.wisc.edu and can be mailed to the UW Extension office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A in Lancaster. For more information, call 608-723-2125 for any questions. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Claire Stadler of Richland Center on ticket number 709. Today's vital statistics are next.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Corton Maine's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advance Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Survivors of Dawn Stevenson include her husband Michael, two daughters, Desiree Whalen of Prairie du Chien and Cassara Stevenson of Eastman, 10 grandchildren, her siblings, Charles and Tammy Goff, Mark and Terry Goff, James Goff, John Malachy, Christy Lofria, and George Runtz, and Darcy and Terry Hicks. And special friends, Mark and Deb Fortner. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outsource by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be when you need them the most. Gokenauer Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another beautiful spring-like day across the region today with high pressure in control. Just seeing a pocket of low clouds and a bit of fog over the southeast third of the state. Some low clouds in far northern Wisconsin, and then quite a bit of fog back in western Iowa through parts of western and central Minnesota. Otherwise, it looks like the unseasonably warm weather will stick around most of this week. Some record temperatures are possible the next several days. Some of the warmest conditions coming in Wednesday and Thursday, even with cloud cover. Also, a low pressure system out in California right now causing much trouble and heavy rain out there. Will slide northeast and weaken, but should be just strong enough to bring us a bit of rain out there by Thursday into Friday. Right now, the amounts look fairly minor, perhaps a couple tenths of an inch. Behind that, some cooler air will filter in from the northern plains and southern Canada going into the weekend, knocking our temperatures back into the 30s, and perhaps a few snowier as we head into next week. So the rest of today, look for a partly cloudy sky, high temperature close to 47, northeast wind at 4 to 7 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low 29 degrees, patchy fog possible. Tomorrow, any fog lifting early, then partly cloudy and rather mild, high near 50. Wind south of southeast up to 10. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, continued unseasonably warm, low near 33 with a high of 52. Thursday, cloudy, breezy, and warm with occasional light rain showers, low 38 with a high of 54. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, small chance of a couple of light showers, low 41 with a high of 45. Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler yet. Scattered light snow showers possible, especially Saturday night. Low 31 with a high of 30. And Sunday, some light snow showers possible. Low upper 20s with highs in the mid-30s. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a mostly sunny 49 degrees, our high so far for the day, up from a morning low of 22. Yesterday, our high was 48 and no precipitation. Record high for this date set in 1946 at 54, while a record low of 25 below was set in 1979. Last year on this day, our high was 38 and our low 16. Sunset today will be at 519, sunrise tomorrow at 712. No precipitation, and the barometer has fallen to 30.11. We have light westerly winds. Again, it's 49 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The world's first ethanol-to-sustainable aviation fuel production facility is now open. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
This is a first-of-a-kind technology, first-of-a-kind facility that we are going to deploy across the country and across the globe.
That's Jimmy Samarsis, CEO of LanzaJet, at the recent opening of that company's new sustainable aviation fuel plant in Soperton, Georgia. Also there, Deputy Energy Secretary David Turk.
11% of our transportation emissions, and transportation is the largest segment of emissions in our country, 11% of that comes from aviation. That is an awful lot of emissions out there.
The idea is to cut the impact of those emissions by using greener alternatives than fossil fuels. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was also at the plant opening.
If we're really to mitigate the consequences of a changing climate, the transportation sector clearly has to get to a net zero future. In order for it to get to a net zero future, aviation has to get there as well. and it can't get there without a sustainable aviation fuel.
Vilsack sees sustainable aviation fuel as a big market for ethanol from agricultural sources.
There ought to be multiple feedstocks in order for this market opportunity to be available all over the United States, not just in one or two regions of the country.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Tale of Two Crops. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the industry's growth, explore cleanfuels.org. A market analyst suggests U.S. corn and soybean exports are heading in opposite directions. Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners says corn projections look pretty good, with export sales about 30% higher compared to a year ago.
I'm talking crop here today, starting on September 1st, and USDA has us coming out of the January WASDE reported about 26.4% higher. Export inspections are over 25, north of 25% higher on inspections.
And he tells Brownfield if there are production problems later this year in South America, U.S. corn exports are in a very strong position.
Now, the opposite of that is soybeans. Soybeans were at a different time. We're coming into a period in here where South America is harvesting the crop. And as you look at some of their offers from March through April, they're about $1.80 a bushel cheaper than what we are.
Peterson says that will result in Brazil and Argentina picking up a lot of the business, and he could see U.S. soy exports falling as much as 15% from year-ago levels. The USDA reports the sale of 155,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico for delivery this marketing year. Mexico remains the top buyer of U.S. corn, purchasing mostly yellow corn for livestock feed use, while a USMCA dispute settlement panel over genetically modified corn trade is ongoing. The head lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says he isn't worried about the farm bill delay yet.
We've never done a farm bill on time. That's never a thing that's happened.
Ethan Lane says this extended process isn't out of line.
But it feels very heady because of all the other, the other drama that's happening, the high drama on Capitol Hill.
Jake Thompson, a Western Minnesota cattle producer, says the outlook for the farm bill this year is murky, but members are optimistic it will get done.
If something's not done by July, most of these guys are going to go home and be gone for the early part of the fall or late summer. It's just going to extend it that much more longer.
And the senior beef cattle analyst with Rabo AgriFinance says he's not expecting the U.S. cattle herd to expand anytime soon.
Look ahead to 2026-2027 to see some growth again.
Lance Zimmerman tells Brownfield pasture conditions and profitability need to improve before expansion can happen.
We've had a lot of price moves that have increased, and then the bottom has just fallen out of the market. Perfect example of that's just what happened in the last year. We took 11 months of gains in cattle futures and wiped them out in less than 3 months. And a lot of the price increases that we've experienced recently only just help cattle producers get made whole again.
He says more rains are needed throughout cattle country to reduce drought. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
You can't be in farming without taking risks. That's common knowledge. But that doesn't mean you should throw caution to the wind. And when it comes to new technology, farmers always look before they leap. And for the past 3 years, farmers have looked at the Enlist Weed Control System, and they have leapt. Now it's your turn. Millions and millions of acres have proven the effectiveness of Enlist Herbicide's superior technology. With neighbor-friendly weed control, more tank mix options, near zero volatility, and much, much more. But to unlock all these advantages, you must start with Enlist E3 soybeans. See what a better seed and herbicide system can bring to your fields at Enlist.com. You've looked. Now leap.
Monday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. As usual for Monday, the big feature is the distribution of this week's show list. Bids and asking prices are not established, with widespread activity not expected until the second half of the week. Last week's light to moderate business was at 176 to 179 live, mostly 178 in Texas, up $3, and mainly 178 to 179 in Kansas, 4 to 5 higher. Dress sales were at 275 to 283, primarily 280, a week-to-week gain of $3. At the Lexington Livestock Market feeder cattle sale in Nebraska, compared to the previous test, steers weighing more than 700 pounds were steady to 6 higher, while heifers weighing more than 600 pounds were steady to 3 lower. USDA says demand was moderate to good from the buyers in the crowd and some internet activity. Receipts were down on both the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds brought 238.50 to 259, and 850 to 900-pound steers are reported at 232 to 234. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold at 237 to 257. 7 to 8 weight heifers in Lexington range from 221 to 237. Box beef at midday steady to firm with light movement. Choice was unchanged at 293.08, and select beef was up 34 cents at 283.81. Cash hogs are mixed with very light opening negotiated sales at the major direct markets. The recent pattern has been a relative lack of buyer interest to those major direct markets to start the week as they get a look at their near-term needs, on-hand supplies, and demand signals. Wholesale demand held up very well for most of January, but is starting to show some signs of slowing down. More on that in a moment. National direct barrows and gilts opened 48 cents lower with a base price range of $57 to $64.50 for a weighted average of $62.01. Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had no recent comparison with the weighted average of $61.30. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Midwest butcher hog markets are steady at $48 today. Illinois direct sows are $2 higher at $29 to $41 with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Barrows and gilts are up $2 at $30 to $40, also on moderate demand and offerings. Pork at midday was down 68 cents at $87.72. Loins were lower and bellies dropped sharply, canceling out higher moves in butts, picnics, ribs, and hams. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Soybeans are up, corn's mixed, cattle and hogs are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are up now on short covering and technical buying, bouncing back after an early lower start. Argentina should be hot and dry for the next few days with rain by this weekend, but coverage and expected amounts are uncertain. Brazil's harvest is moving forward with new projections from CONAB and USDA out Thursday. March beans are up 6 1/4 at $11.94 1/4. Maize 3 3/4 higher at $12.02. March bean meal's up $3.60 at $3.60.40. March soybean oil's 56 points higher at $45.29. Corn is very narrowly mixed, watching development weather in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil. Mexico bought 155,000 tons of U.S. corn this morning. March is steady at $4.42 3/4. Maize down 1/4 at $4.53 1/4. and wheat's lower on fund and technical selling. The big bearish factor continues to be slow export demand due partially to the relative strength of the dollar up again today. More rain is in the forecast for parts of the plains later this week. March Chicago's down 11 and a quarter at 588 and a half. March Kansas City's 10 and three quarters lower at 614 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat's a dime lower at 689 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are lower on technical selling ahead of this week's direct business. This week's show list looks larger than last week in all of the major feeding areas. April live's down 95 at 182.80. June's $1.20 lower at 180.57. March feeders are down $1.70 at 243.10. And hogs are pressured by cash and wholesale business in addition to their premium to the cash index. April lean's down $1.05 at 82.77. June's 120 lower at 96.30. Again, the dollar's up, crude oil's higher, the Dow's down sharply. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's again. We have on hand many varieties of birdseed, suet cakes, and feeders for all your bird feeding needs. Also, our annual wood pellet sale is going on now, and don't forget to order your ice melt in Road Crew or Blue Zap for this winter. Stop in at Richland Center Muscadet or La Crosse and see these and many other products we have on hand, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
TaylorMade Field Planning. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Enlist field specialist Steve Snyder says farmers plan on a daily basis, and he encourages them to take a deep look at weed management. He tells Brownfield Enlist herbicides are effective at controlling troublesome weeds like Palmer amaranth, water hemp, and kochia. More after this on Brownfield.
You can't be in farming without taking risks. That's common knowledge. But that doesn't mean you should throw caution to the wind. And when it comes to new technology, farmers always look before they leap. And for the past 3 years, farmers have looked at the Enlist weed control system, and they have leapt. Now it's your turn. Millions and millions of acres have proven the effectiveness of Enlist herbicide's superior technology. With neighbor-friendly weed control, more tank mix options, near zero volatility, and much, much more. But to unlock all these advantages, you must start with Enlist E3 soybeans. See what a better seed and herbicide system can bring to your fields at Enlist.com. You've looked. Now leap.
Steve Snyder is the Enlist field specialist for Minnesota and the Dakotas, and he says field planning is very important.
Understand what fields you're going to be working with if they're new this year. And as we get more troublesome weeds move in, like Palmer amaranth, water hemp, and kochia, I know in western Minnesota, kochia is starting to creep in more than it has in the past. 2 weeks ago, I spent the entire week in the central Dakotas, actually quite surprised at how much more Palmer amaranth is out there than in prior years. And they're starting to get water hemp moving west as well. And when you're tackling different weeds that germinate at different times, more planting is needed. One thing we pretty much recommend every time when you're dealing with both kochia and a pigweed species like water hemp or Palmer is the tank mix partner of Enlist One plus Liberty. It gives a lot more flexibility, and it really assists and stops the development of resistant weeds, because resistant weeds are quite challenging. And in the past, you had one weed you were attacking, that your main weed that you were going after. But now when you have two different weeds that germinate maybe 2 months apart, that difference in germination makes it a little more challenging. It takes more planting.
He recommends a program approach to weed management.
When you're doing spraying post-emerge, make sure you're spraying small weeds. They're much easier to manage that way. I think the one thing we talked about the most is getting great coverage. You can have poor coverage, maybe not as effective on a nozzle or not enough gallonage out there when you're spraying. And the old simple easy weeds like ragweeds, lamb's quarter, valva leaf, some of them you'll still get good weed control with. But these more challenging weeds like we've been talking with Palmer, water hemp, kochia, coverage is key. And better coverage is better weed control. If I go look at a field that I didn't have as good a weed control as we wanted, you can almost point to maybe the nozzle wasn't the right nozzle. Maybe they were trying to chintz a little on the water volume. So let's get enough water out there, 15, 20 gallons of water, get a nozzle with great coverage, and then we can look at different tank mix partners and timing of application. You know, with the Enlist system, we don't have any calendar date cutoffs. We have the size, the maturity of the soybeans are our cutoff. So we'll get another 2, 3, 4 weeks of application to control these weeds that germinate at different times.
Go to Enlist.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
The benefits of beef later in life. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Beef is part of a healthy diet from an early age well into our golden years. Shailene McNeil, a registered dietitian and executive director for health and wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says studies are finding it's becoming even more important in our later years.
It's very common for people as they get older to really become very focused on heart health, for example, and they start thinking that they need to cut back on their beef intake, and the opposite is true. It's a time in your life in which you really do have to up your protein intake. And we just had a recent study that the Checkoff supported that was published to look